All right, we welcome to the stage Scott Kaplan and Beto Duran. Yeah, they're going to carry you home through the afternoon. Hey, by the way, what did you guys think of the Harry Carey hologram? Cappy, cool or creepy in your opinion?
I found it creepy, but
me too.
I kind of was wondering, and this is where my head goes, is like, so they use Harry Carey, his face, his name, his voice, etc. Anybody get paid on that? Like, is there an estate that makes money?
No, I think
that?
You got to get the Cubs to approve it. Yeah. And hey, Beto, do me a favor. Walk in here.
Okay,
it's
now?
It's so loud in there that we're going to have trouble hearing you. Beto was in the auxiliary studio because we had everybody in here.
I didn't watch it. I can only hear Greg.
minus $1,000 tomorrow, Monday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Minus a point.
minus a point. Headphones over here, Beto, if you need them.
But John, I didn't watch that. I mean, did you guys, Ramona, did you guys watch this game last night? I honestly, there were three things I thought I had a choice of. There was preseason NFL football, which I never watch. There was this Field of Dreams game that if it was not between the Cubs and the Reds, maybe I would have watched it if it was an interesting game, maybe. And then Little League World Series. I went with NFL preseason football.
My problem I have with preseason, Beto, is that nobody plays their guys.
No idea who they are.
Right. No like the Rams cap play no starters, like 0 for 22.
And there's another reason, the injuries. Drake London, the kid out of USC,
yeah.
Right now in the game that's going on, already hurt.
No way.
No, yeah. He's coming off an injury.
He already
too.
Came off. So.
And Deshaun Watson's playing, right?
I don't know. I just saw the Twitter where it said Drake's off the field.
Yeah, I know that that the ruling on Deshaun Watson didn't come down, so they're going to play him. Cap, would you play him if you were the Browns, or would you sit him? Oh, what do you got, Greg?
I got some breaking
news. Wait a second. Don't tell me this will happen.
You see it, too?
Wow.
Padre star Fernando Tatis Jr. violated Major League Baseball's performance-enhancing drug policy and is facing a suspension, sources familiar with the situation told Jeff Passan.
Yeah, he just tweeted it right now. Why is it hilarious, man? See, act like you're... Go ahead.
Well, here's why. Because here's a kid who went home this past summer, got on a motorcycle, fell off, got hurt, didn't take care of his injury, came back, then had surgery, has missed the entire season so far. They make these trades because, you know, they're thinking, well, when this kid gets back, and now here he is potentially violating some sort of substance abuse policy, which might potentially maybe not put him on the field at all this year. And when I say hilarious, I'm like, dude, this kid is not grown up. And his actions would tell you that. Wow, I'm shocked to hear it, though. Wow.
You just put your team in a terrible spot. The whole reason they went and did that trade is so they could put those three stars on the field in the postseason. And now he might jeopardize the postseason.
23 years old.
Jeez. That is brutal.
Which makes you wonder, like, what was he taking to get back?
That, like, stuff just seems to happen to them. Right? Like they do all theoretically, they've done everything right here. They've done all these trades. They're going for it. They're all in. I don't know. That's really unfortunate.
Wonder exactly what was he taking to try to get back on the field. And these guys all know what you can and you cannot do.
80 games. It just came down.
Is that what it is?
Like they are automatically suspending him?
80 games. 80-game suspension without pay. So I would assume that means
that,
and that includes playoff games, right?
Yeah, he's done.
There's only 60 games left in the regular season, so this would knock him out.
Where are you seeing the 80 games?
Major League Baseball just released it.
Oh.
This is unbelievable, though. Think about it. Like, again, here's this young kid. He comes in and he, like, makes an immediate impact. They give him a big, gigantic contract long before they had to. And he has turned, I mean, last year, a lot of injuries. And
it's
now
a
this
PED.
Year, completely gone.
Beto, it's something called close to ball. CLOSTEBOL, a performance-enhancing, it's a steroid.
Yeah.
And, like you said, you wonder if he, like, look, I'm desperate to get back out there. We have Soto. We can make a World Series right now, and now it's going to completely.
But then the way that they came down with it immediately, which means he probably knew last week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, he's been very quiet. He hasn't commented since the Soto trade, has he, Cap?
No, not
at
all.
But he's been, because he's been down in AA.
No, I'm talking about the way that the team, probably, or MLB already told him. This isn't coming as a gotcha to him.
So I'm reading the
I don't
what
know
this
about
is.
That, Beto.
No, that's what that's how they usually do it. The players know.
It's a synthetic anabolic steroid. It's a derivative of testosterone.
Yeah, the players know usually like yeah. what is it, like a week before they're
I know,
gonna
but,
get suspended
but,
like that.
I know,
oh,
but think about it.
At least.
Yeah. But he's been down in AA and like the manager of the Padres, every day that's all he talks about is, yeah, you know, he's down there. He hit a couple of hits, a couple at bats. He's doing great. We'll have him back by mid-August.
Well, y'all, remember, Cap, they're also trying to figure out exactly how much of a suspension or is there another test that they can take? You know, the teams are going to try to do as much as they can to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Boy, yeah, to get caught for PEDs
today,
now
today
is,
in this day
is
and
you got to be a pretty big knucklehead.
Yeah.
You're hoping that, this is just me speculating, you're hoping that whatever it is you took isn't going to get caught. Like you're
right. I'm reading about this.
You might be masking something else.
This says it's increased despite the prohibition of the IOC against this drug.
IOC stuff.
IOC. Okay. World Anti-Doping.
Yeah, when you get into the IOC, okay. You're doing something bad.
The abuse of this steroid is increasing, mainly in Brazilian athletes in Brazil. It's present in medicines for dermatologic and gynecologic treatments, whereas the U.S. FDA does not approve of the use of these medicines that contain those anabolic agents.
You're masking something.
It's just. Wow, this is a stunning blow to the Padres.
Really, because they haven't had him all year.
Right, but that Beto, the reason they traded for Soto, I mean, they'll get him back next year, but they got Soto for three postseasons. This one and two more. You just took one off the board now with no Tatis.
But good thing they got Soto.
Yeah, it is. I can't see them, though, going on a run.
Now what, Ramada?
There's another thing about the could be in contaminated meat.
Yeah,
it's another one of those. Well,
that might have been the why they were talking about taking so long to actually announce it.
That's a good one because that's the one you can always rely on.
If you had intercourse with somebody else who was taking it,
yeah, the
they're saying
that happened to like a bodybuilder or something.
I'm just reading about this is the clinical chemistry. I'm just looking on Oxford Economics.
Right, right.
What if I told you?
No,
I mean, I'm just. This is like sometimes. A lot of times when people get busted for.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
there's usually something. There's going to be an explanation. He's going to come out with some reason why he tested positive. He's going
to
say he did it, and
I was trying to get back up.
I accidentally did it.
My favorite is always when they say, "I took a product that I got, and I didn't know that any of this was in there, and I'm now going to sue them." And then they never
please.
Do. They never sue them. You know.
All right. So we're kind of covering two stories here at once.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis suspended for 80 games. He's done for the rest of the year for taking a steroid. Deshaun Watson is expected to take the field tonight for the first time in over 500 days, and he's got all this stuff going on with these massage therapists. It's a longer explanation, but I'll give you the short version. He was suspended for 6 games by an NFL arbitrator. Roger Goodell and the league didn't think that was long enough, so they're appealing that 6-game suspension. The appeal ruling has not come down yet, so Watson's kind of a guy in limbo, and since the ruling hasn't come down, he's eligible to play tonight. Now, one thing he's never done, guys, this entire time, and I've kind of been astounded by it, is he's never shown any remorse at all. His consistent position has been, I have done nothing wrong. I don't deserve any suspension. He just did an interview pregame with the NFL Network. And as far as I know, this is the first time he has shown any contrition. He says, quote, "I want to say that I am truly sorry to all of the women that I have impacted in this situation." So you wonder if there's a settlement coming.
Well, there's been a settlement of most of these cases.
Right, but I'm saying a settlement between Cap, the league.
And the NFL. And him.
And him.
Possible.
That
maybe.
Hey, 8 games, 10 games, whatever.
And he's also talking to the league network.
Right.
He could have talked to anybody else.
But also, this is a change in tune by Watson.
But listen carefully to what he's saying, though, John. Listen to the words. "I want to say I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation." I'll guarantee you that those were carefully chosen words.
Oh, yeah.
So that he's not saying, "I did something wrong." He's saying, "I impacted you in this situation. Like, you've been involved in all of this. It's turned into a mess. You've been impacted in your life." He's not saying, "I'm sorry for what I did to you." I mean, I'm just thinking that a lot of this could be PR.
Yeah, I've never heard the word sorry come out of his mouth since this whole thing started until now.
To.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to admit any wrong. But I mean, come on, Beto. There's what, that one report. Who is Jenny Ventris
from SI?
Yeah, did interviewed 68 women that he had. He had massages with 68 different. I love massages. I have my own massage chair. I haven't had 68 women give me a massage in my whole life. He had it done in 1 year.
Wow.
So yeah. I think that there may be a settlement possibility going on here. We'll see. We'll see. But hey, by the way, Cap, would you have put him out there? Let me play something for you. Get Up this morning, they were debating whether or not you'll hear Dan Graziano ask the question. Damian Woody says, I wouldn't even put him out there. Mike Tannenbaum says he would. Here's that.
Let's assume for now that it's status quo and that he's suspended the first six games of the season but allowed to play in the preseason. If he is allowed to play, should he?
What's the point? I mean, what's really the point of Deshaun Watson playing in the preseason game? Oh, I'm going to play him so he's going to be ready to play week 7? That, to me, makes absolutely no sense when you got the backup quarterback in Jacoby Brissett that you obviously have to get ready. And on top of that, we know in this league all it takes is one hit for you to find, you know, for your backup quarterback. So the third-string quarterback needs to get reps just in case, you know, some type of injury happens to Jacoby Brissett. I know he's the new shiny toy with the Cleveland Browns, but to me, it just doesn't make any sense to have him out there.
Well, I mean, look, it's preseason, so they're probably all going to play at some point in the game. But, Mike, you see it differently. You think there is value in him playing.
Yeah, D. Wood, to me, this is a very unusual situation in that he's their franchise quarterback. It's been 585 days since he's played football. He needs reps at some point. This is probably the last meaningful opportunity.
Cap, if you were running the Browns, would you play Deshaun Watson tonight?
Yeah, I think both guys make a really compelling case. I really do. Because on one hand, if you play him, which he's going to play apparently here, the game's about to start. I was trying to find it, but the NFL Network has some other lame game on right now. But on one hand, you want to get him reps, and you want to get him reps with the first team guys. And on the other hand, you might not want to play him because, A, you got to get somebody else prepared, and B, what if this dude goes out there for a quarter and gets hurt for some reason? So I think I'm leaning towards I don't really see a reason to play him.
There's no need to have him right now. Like, why? You already know you're going to hear backlash. You already know what's going on. Like,
right.
Why?
I'll give you my reason. I would play him, and here's why. I think the first time he plays is going to be weird and awkward and goofy, and why not do that in a preseason?
So get it out of the way?
Right. That's why I would do it. That's why I would play
him.
Would you play him?
No way, because he hasn't faced enough of the punishment yet. And I think in order, you know, people always think like you have to, it's going to be bad whenever you come back. But I think it's less bad if the general public feels like you've paid a price or you've had the punishment served, the time served. And so like he hasn't done that yet. And I don't know at all.
So I'm super biased in this story, by the way, guys. I have to make an admission, putting my cards on the table here for you. You ready? So my college roommate is the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
And so when you're an offensive coordinator,
what's his name?
His name's Alex Van Pelt. When you're when you're an offensive coordinator, you're like one step away from being a head coach, right?
Of course. Yeah.
And to think
Alex has interviewed for head coaching jobs before, hasn't he, Cap?
Yeah, he's like one of those guys that's next in line, so to speak,
gotcha.
You will, right?
Okay.
And so most of that is because of his career coaching Aaron Rodgers and the success that they had together, et cetera. But it just bothers me so much that he goes to Cleveland and they have 1 year where Baker Mayfield looks like he's on the verge of being a star. They make it to the playoffs. And then the following year, which was last year, they fall all over themselves. And now they think they're getting a great player. But really what they've done is they've accepted all of the controversy. Somebody was going to, so they did. But for me, it's personal because here's my best pal. I want to see him get a head coaching job. And he tells me that Watson is an incredible player, which I know a lot of us already knew that in advance, but he scouted and did all the film work. Now he gets to see him on the field and he sees how really special of a talent he is. Not that that excuses what he did, but it's like, man, somebody gets fired on stuff like this. People get scapegoated on stuff like this, you know, and they may not have their best player, a guy who's supposed to be a top five quarterback.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I would, if I was the Browns, trade for Jimmy G.
Yeah,
you're just saying that, right? Would you say Giants too?
Yeah, I would. I don't understand why. I mean, I say this all the time. It seems to me that professional general managers in most sports are only concerned about not getting fired. Very few of them go for it. You know, like Daryl Morey is a go for it guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But very few GMs go for it. if I'm the GM in Cleveland, he's already shown he's not scared. He's signing Deshaun Watson. Go all the way. Go bring in Jimmy G. Give Van Pelt and the Browns a chance to win for six, seven, eight, however long he's suspended, weeks. And then Jimmy G's auditioning for other teams for the following season. And Cap, you give yourself a chance to have – they're a playoff team. They're good. They're deep. Miles Garrett might be the best defensive player in the AFC.
Monster.
But they knew all of these issues before they traded for him.
Absolutely.
I mean, they knew.
Right.
And
it, but like, I'm saying, so why not go all the way? Why stick Jacoby Brissett in there when you can go get Jimmy G for
– Yeah, no, I
Cap, what do you think?
Jimmy
second
G.
round pick gets you Jimmy G?
Yeah, but I got to say, honestly, like Jimmy Garoppolo, look, he's had an excellent career. He really has. And he's been to a Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game. But I don't think he's that much better. Like, he's not head and shoulders, but like better. Like, where you're like, oh, Jimmy G, Jacoby Brissett, man, it's not even close. I just think they're a team that believes they can win by running the football.
But then also, if you bring in Jimmy G, don't you start getting the look over your shoulder questions every week?
Not for Deshaun Watson. He's locked in as the number one. Yeah, I mean, there's no card to cut. Deshaun Watson, they gave him more guaranteed money than anybody in the history of the NFL. He's your quarterback. All right, you guys got a lot to talk about. By the way, the Padres have just issued a statement. Yeah. I will leave that to you guys. Momo, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, fun.
Coming up, Beto Naran, Scott Kaplan for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Bang. Bah, 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 bang. Bah. Yeah. Come on.
Bah, 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 bah. Bing, oh, yeah. Two. Bah, boom,
ding,
boom.
Da, da,
what are you doing here? Why are you here, man?
Bing, bah, da,
wait, hold on. No. I'm running the show here. Why are you here? You're supposed to be at Del Mar.
Ding. Yeah, they wouldn't let me take the day off.
I told you could take the day off. I told you I'm doing this by myself. I don't need
I
you.
I know.
Get
you
out
did.
Of here.
I know you did.
Go steal some pizza. Go.
No,
I got this by
pizza.
Myself today. I got it. I got it all.
No stealing pizza.
Come on.
No pizza steal.
Come on.
Bah, buy the pizza. Bah, bah. Yeah, come on, Beto.
Bing, boom, boom, bah, boom. Ding. Chop,
yeah.
Boom, bah,
let me hear what you got.
Beedy, beedy, wah, bah, boo. Bomb, chum, pow. Chewbacca, all right.
Bomb, chew, pow.
Ain't that the song?
No. Bing, bah, da, ding.
Oh.
Boom, da, da, ding.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Bing, ba da beep.
Yeah. What up, Cap?
Beto Duran, my man. Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of fun here today. I got a good feeling about today's broadcast. I really do. Very strong feelings. Good feelings. How about you? How do you feel?
I'm strong, baby. I'm strong, man. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I ain't got no job.
Ain't got nothing to do.
Ain't got nothing to do, Smokey.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm going to get you high today. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Cap? I had a
Beto.
I ran my 2 miles this morning.
Yeah, how'd it
shaved,
go?
Shaved 5 minutes off. I'm feeling good.
All right. I'm already training.
I got me a little popsicle shirt on. I'm going to a wedding after this. I'm ready to go, man.
All right, man. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm in a zone right now, man.
I love it. I love it. I can't believe the story that John Ireland just told us breaking news as we were, you know, getting into the Super Crosstalk, because I thought what he was going to say was that the NFL has just handed down a suspension for Deshaun Watson and that he wasn't going to play tonight in this preseason game. Like, that's what we were talking about, and then the breaking news music happened, and I thought, oh, well, isn't that perfect timing? And this story about Fernando Tatis Jr., if I'm a Dodger fan, I'm laughing at the Padres yet again. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man.
Why do the Dodgers fans care?
Why do the Dodger fans care?
Yeah. You're worried about a team that's 17 games behind you? Who cares?
Oh, I don't think you're worried about them at all.
Then
I think
why
you're
are
just
you
laughing at them?
Why?
Because they, the Padre fans and the Padres, they want a piece of the Dodgers. Everything
Every
they do.
Every team wants the Dodgers. They
I
should.
I know, but you know how it is. Like, when you're the smaller market and you're the little brother and you've never been able to get over, and now you've made all these moves, and now you're spending all this money. You're doing everything you can to compete with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers just keep smacking them around, and now...
But Tatis has nothing to do with this season. He hasn't even played this year.
I know, but don't you understand that when they went up there last week, and the Dodgers spanked the Padres and swept them and sent them home...
By doing what they're supposed to do.
You know what the Padres fans' excuse was, right?
What?
It was, wait till we get Tatis back. Because once we get Tatis back...
One guy.
Then...
This is in baseball, one guy, all right.
Well, no. But you got to understand, you've got Machado, who's having a good season, even though he's not been nearly as good as he was before he got hurt.
Walk-offs, yep, love that guy.
And then you've got Soto that you just brought in, plus you got rid of a first baseman you didn't want. You got a better first baseman. You brought in another guy, Drury, that can hit home runs. So the Padres think they're ready to step up to prime time, but everything is about waiting till Tatis gets back.
Really? Is that what the Padres fans think? I mean, I don't pay attention to what the Padres are doing. Because I'm more like Balake, as you would say. I'm enjoying what the Dodgers are doing right now. I'm enjoying watching great baseball at Chavez Ravine. I'm enjoying a team who's only lost 5 games in the last month. I'm worried about that. I'm trying to get tickets to go to this game, but they're expensive now. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about a team that is, what, let me look up right now, 16 games behind me.
Yeah, they're not an issue at all. But it is just interesting to me because I follow both teams.
And also, you got to be careful when you start laughing at people for their mistakes. Be careful. You never know what might happen in your house.
Well, all I can say is that, you might be right. But all I can
because
say
is because the Dodgers
are
a couple injuries away from, hey, their starting pitching is not right, right? I mean, I that's just me. I know I'm sounding like a downer right now. But
you are a downer.
But a guy gets busted for steroids.
Well, but it's
and
not just
you're
it's
laughing
not,
at that.
It's not just,
that's just
it's not just
stupidity.
Getting,
man.
It's not just getting busted for steroids.
Let's get away from the Padres and let's just get on Tatis. How much of an idiot you have to be in 2022 with all the drug testing, and you know when they're going to come give you the test, and you're getting busted for a steroid that's performance enhancing. He's coming off a wrist surgery after falling off a motorcycle in the Dominican. He didn't tell anybody. He's 23 year old, very immature, but he has a huge contract. So it doesn't matter how old you are. You're a professional. You know how to behave. Your dad played in the show. You've been around big leaguers. You know what you should or shouldn't do. And then especially in Latino countries where the drug use in performance enhancers is even more stringent and is more rampant, where people have so many eyes on you to do this. Let's just focus on the idiot that Fernando Tatis is to put that into his body.
Boy, well said. Very well said.
Forget the Padres. It's a Tatis issue,
it's,
man.
It's not. Yeah, listen.
He hasn't even been there this year, so don't even worry about him.
Listen, I like what you're saying, though, because you're right. You're 23, and you're supposed to be a professional, and the reason that any team would invest that kind of money into a player like you is you've got great talent, and we think you're going to be a great player for the next 10 years. We're going to pay you a lot of money now when we don't have to. And rather than going home in the offseason and behaving like a professional, you're out on a motorcycle, you get hurt, you don't take care of yourself. In fact, they asked him at one point, when you got hurt on the motorcycle accident, he actually said, which one? Like, which motorcycle accident?
Yep.
So for him to be so immature, and you know what it is, Beto? I love guys who are great teammates, and it makes me crazy when guys are terrible teammates.
Remember last year? There was a confrontation in the dugout between him and Machado.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who was the one that looked mature? Machado.
Right. He was the guy who's a grown-up.
He was the one controlling or trying to control Tatis. And the word, look, I don't know much about the Padres organization, but I do know some people down there in the San Diego area. Tatis is acting like a 22-year-old entitled kid who has a bunch of money. And also, when he signed that contract cap, he could have waited and got the huge, huge contract. But the dude owed money, so he took the upfront guaranteed money early on in his career, too. So there's a lot of issues outside of baseball because he's borrowed against himself. So his dad is borrowed against him also. So there's other things out there, but you got to understand, you cannot take anything in this day and age. Everything is checked, like a steroid that is performance enhancing, right? You're going to get busted. Did anybody ever pay attention to what A-Rod did? Like, if A-Rod gets busted, you just don't think they're going to come after you?
I know, but the thing is, it bothers me more than anything, just as a fan of sports. Like, Kyrie Irving, I've told this story a million times. When my daughter came home from the mall and she said, check out these dope new Nikes I got. And I said, oh, these are Kyrie Irving's. And she said, yeah, aren't they dope? And I said, no, they're not dope. I go, do you know who Kyrie Irving is? And she goes, no, not really. I don't know who he is. And I'm like, well, he's the worst teammate of anybody.
I'll tell you this, little Cap. Kyrie Irving shoes, one of the best Nike sellers out there.
Yes,
yeah, so that's what everybody tells
me. Second to Jordan's.
Most of his teammates only use Kyrie's because they're so comfortable and good for basketball. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't even know who he is.
Well, that's what Lindsay told me.
The
but
shoes
you know what I
sell
did?
So well.
I don't know if I would say a lot of people don't know who he is.
Well, no, listen, no, like, seriously.
No, well, all I'm saying is this, Roberto. I told the kid to go return them.
Why? They look good.
No, true story. I'm not joking. Like, I'm not joking with you.
To finish up with Lindsay, they don't know who Kyrie plays for, but they know that they're Kyrie's.
I got you. His shoes,
they were Kyrie's.
His shoes are more popular than him. Maybe now so.
Well, yeah, she didn't know who he was. Like, she knew the name, but she didn't know who he was. I said, no, go return those. She said, why? Because I don't want my kid wearing the name of a player who I think is a terrible teammate. By the way, I've never done this in my life. That's just how strongly I felt about him. I feel the same way about Tatis because I feel like he's just a selfish guy who doesn't care about anybody else other than himself.
That's a lot and of professional use, athletes, you, Cap. You're going to have to go through your closet to get a bunch of guys out of there.
You use the word entitled. I think of him as being so entitled. Like, I don't care about my team. I don't care about the season. I got hurt on a motorcycle, didn't get my hand fixed. Instead, I waited until spring training. And now here we are about to try and make a playoff run, which, by the way, forget the Dodgers and forget the first place and forget about the division. It's about Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and these other teams that are right there, the Mets. And so you're not going to play one game all season and both things, taking PEDs and falling off a motorcycle. The word for me, Beto, selfish.
Mensal. And how about this, though? Cappy. What day is it?
Today is Friday. It's Friday!
What time is it?
It is 4:24 p.m.
What time is it on the East Coast?
7:24 p.m.
Little Friday news dump?
Did
you notice how Jeff Passan tweets it? 2 minutes later, MLB has a statement. 3 minutes later, the Padres have a statement. This didn't come out of nowhere, man. They've known.
No, you're right.
They've known. They've investigated.
It's all too choreographed, right?
Yeah. No, there is no gotcha. Like, oh my God, really? This happened? No. Everybody's in cahoots, man.
I know, but I wonder this though. Tell me why do they do this? Why send him down to AA on a rehab assignment?
Because when he's in AA, who's going to talk to him?
You mean he's going to be hidden from the media?
Yeah. If you're in AA, you're in rehab, right? You got to give the image that he's working way back. Just my theory. You're working your way back. Or, again, my theory, you find out and you're like, okay, let's find out. Let's go and get that second B sample test. Let's figure out what else we could do to fight. And then you realize, okay, everything's been exhausted. Yeah, he's positive.
Wait, did you just say that he's in AA right now?
Yeah, he's been doing a rehab assignment in AA.
If anything, you have way more access as a reporter to AA.
But who's down there?
I'm just saying the big-time reporters are on their way down there
now. And he's gone. He's gone. He's not there now.
Why not?
Well, you're probably right. He's suspended immediately.
Right, he's
so
gone.
So he probably packed up last night.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
Where is their AA for the Padres?
I don't know where it is.
Come on, man.
Let me look it up. Hang on.
No, seriously.
But the thing is, and then also, Cap, don't you usually go to AAA for a rehab?
I've asked that question also, but for some reason they put him down there. He's never played in AAA.
There is a difference usually, Beto, because usually like the better hitters, they'll put him in AA because they face better pitching in AA than they do in AAA.
Okay, all right.
Generally speaking.
But look, what city did they send him to?
Let's see. Theirs is San Antonio Missions.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Where's their AAA team?
Here, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Or
isn't it in like Southern California somewhere?
No, there's no AAA in California.
It's also in Texas. It's also somewhere in Texas.
But my point is, send them somewhere to hide. Nobody's going. You don't have a bunch of media at San Antonio Missions games.
El Paso Chihuahuas is their AAA.
Chihuahuas.
I bet you
Bill Shaken's on his way out there.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Hold on. Double H has already gone for it. We'll jump right in because everybody asked us on Twitter today, will you be talking about this LA Times article ripping sports radio?
Nope.
Double H is already in on it?
Nope.
Let's get to it. Beto's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap. This is 710 ESPN. Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Beto's in for Sedano.
What's up, Cap? We've had a good week, man. I've been positive, feedback, back and forth with your people, with your fans.
Positively disagreeable.
No. I was talking to people on Twitter about this, and they're like, oh, you're a hater. I'm like, no. You know what? If I don't like something, I'm going to tell you I don't like something. There's nothing worse than cheesy, oh, yeah, cool, ha, 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 radio. No. If I don't like it, I'm going to like it. I'm going to get fired anyway, so I might as well be myself. Be 100.
I like that attitude.
Keep it 100.
You are not going to get fired.
What exactly is cheesy, crazy, ha, 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 radio? Is that like when I go, oh, I'm super excited? Like, is that kind of...
it's not about you all the time, all right?
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
That's exactly what I was worried about.
No, cheesy, ha-ha radio. Like, oh, I'm going to say that the Raiders suck. I'm going to say they're good. Raiders are the best fans. Ooh, no, like all that 1998 radio.
He keeps it at real.
I get you.
100.
But I want to know, like, what's your spin? What's your spin, Beto?
No, because we don't do that here at 710. I'm talking about other stations.
Oh.
Across the country.
Got it. Well, here's the setup. Here's the setup for you. You ready? So today in the What's LA up? Times, a reporter by the name of Bill Shaken. Do you know Bill?
Yes, excellent writer.
She was shaken, really? Like Eddie Money? That was the song we just played. Did you know that? Whoa!
See, Eddie the Nettle is what is Eddie the Nettle?
Snapping like? Her fingers.
No. Eddie the Nettle is
Eddie De Niro?
Yeah, Eddie Money.
Yeah.
What songs does he have?
He has She Was Shaken.
Nope, don't know it.
Eddie DeNiro?
Two Tickets to Paradise, is that him?
Yes, right.
I got two tickets to Paradise.
I feel like he had one other one, yeah. Didn't he?
Pack your bags, we'll leave tonight.
He had like a ballad, didn't he?
That's all I got.
Eduardo DeNiro.
Oh, he does. He's take me home tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to let you go till you say the light. Take me home tonight. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 1977 and 1986 songs. Way to keep it relevant in Friday.
Wow.
I know. You don't want to do that cheesy 1978 talk radio, right? I mean, you only want to do cheesy 1998 talk radio. Right.
Meet me here. Let's go.
So earlier today, this LA Times reporter, Bill Shaken, put out this story, and it blasted all over Twitter. And if you're a sports radio listener or fan, or you're in the industry, I think everybody kind of caught up to this article today. Beto, did you catch this early this morning or no?
Yeah, I read it. I read everything, man.
Who didn't, Cap? I mean, you work in radio and you didn't see this. Come on.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I spoke to you about 45 minutes ago and you hadn't seen it.
What do you mean I didn't see it?
What do you mean?
You know, you're making that up.
Okay, maybe I am.
We all got a text from Sedano at like 7:30. We haven't talked to Sedano. He pops in maybe like once every week or so. Like, he just kind of like pops up like a little meerkat. And it's just like, hey, guys, real quick, let's have this little chat. Okay, bye. Going back to my bourbon. He was just like, oh, Bill Shaken's banned from the station.
Right.
We got a statement from Tatis.
Oh, really?
This is such bleepery.
I know you want to get into the ratings, but here's the Tatis. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
All right. From Fernando Tatis, a statement from Fernando Tatis Jr., who said he took a medication containing clotestibol to treat ringworm. Let me read this statement that he put out. I've been informed by Major League Baseball that a test sample I submitted returned a positive result for clotestibol, a banned substance. It turns out I inadvertently took medication to treat ringworm that contained clotestibol. I should have used the resources available to me in order to ensure that no banned substances were in what I took. I failed to do so. I apologize to AJ, the entire organization, my teammates, Major League Baseball, and fans everywhere for my mistake. I have no excuse for my error, and I will never do anything to cheat or disrespect this game I love. I've taken countless drug tests throughout my professional career, including March 29, 2022, all of which have returned negative results into this test. I am completely devastated. This is nowhere else in the world I would rather be than on the field with my teammates. After initially appealing the suspension, I realized that my mistake was the cause of this result, and for that reason, I've decided to start serving my suspension immediately. I look forward to rejoining my teammates on the field in 2023.
Unbelievable. Truly amazing.
Lots to unpack there.
Truly amazing. And always an excuse, man. There's always an excuse. I got sick. I took this medication. And that's they'd had it in there, and I should have known better. I mean, just
but at least he owned it. At least he owned it. Most guys, they deny it, deny it, deny it, and say, I didn't know. And then they, like, appeal it and blah, blah, blah. He's like, it was my mistake. I should have known better.
Yeah, you say that, but you're saying that as if what he's just told you is what you're accepting as truth. Yep. I'm not accepting that as truth. That's the difference between my opinion and your opinion.
I inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm that contained clotestable. He did say he appealed the suspension. And then realized my mistake was the cause of the result. For that, I decided to start serving my suspension immediately.
And you know why, Lindsay, I don't buy it? Because let me ask you a question. You have ringworm. You don't go to a doctor and talk to a doctor and say, hey, look, you know, I'm a major league ball player. Or talk to the team doctors. And they go, oh, well, we're going to take care of this for you, but we got to make sure we get the right medication because this other stuff, it's got some stuff in there that you'll fail a drug test. Mm-hmm. So I just don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't a doctor have had to have prescribed him that?
Right, but which doctor?
No. Not if you don't have ringworm.
Well, that's just the other thing is you say, hey, I've got ringworm. I took this medicine. What if he went and got medication on his own?
Don't worry. I'm sure somebody's going to have like the whole rundown of the what that medication really does and what it really treats and all that kind of stuff to see if this is even a legit excuse.
Well, he also did not say which medicine he took. I inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm that contained clotestable.
Right. And
so he didn't say what he took.
Yeah.
That's a dicey word.
Nice way to try and, you know, get your way out of this.
That's a good job by his agency. Really well done.
Wow. What a selfish, immature child. And by the way, I know people are saying, yeah, he's 23, he's a professional, he's a grown man.
Don't matter.
He's a child. And immature, selfish, and entitled. God, that makes me crazy. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Anyway, where we were, though.
Oh, here. If you type in ringworm clostable, I don't know how to say it. It shows the first thing that pops up, detection of clotestable in sports, accidental doping.
Okay.
Clobestable, neomycin, nystatin, cream ointment use and side effects, fungal skin infections. So you can use that for that. But enough to come up like that?
Well, like you said, and I think rightly so, this didn't just happen today because it's just too choreographed where Passan has a report, then MLB puts out something, then the Padres put out a statement, and then Tatis puts out a statement. There's no way this all just happened in the last 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody knew this, that also gave everybody enough time to go, what are we going to say? Okay, here's an idea. There's this thing called close to ball, and it's kind of close to ball, actually. And then what it is it's something that we could say you had for ringworm, and that's how you got all this. I mean, it sounds like they've had plenty of time to come up with a story.
I have a question. When players test positive for PEDs and banned substances, blah, 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 isn't there a way to find out that really is what he tested positive for? Or do they just, you know, like, isn't that what MLB is saying that's what he tested positive for?
Right.
So, like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, is there any info, like, is he refuting that? Like,
no, he's not refuting that.
He's just trying to send the dogs in a different direction rather than saying, yeah, I took it because I was trying to get bigger and stronger and faster. He's saying, oh, I accidentally, inadvertently took it.
I guess my point is, like, there's a lot of these things that are banned substances that are considered PEDs, like marijuana being one of them, even though that's a whole different story, it doesn't actually enhance your performance. And I know Mason's talked about this a lot. Like, how does weed enhance your performance? And, like, people try and make the case for it, blah, blah, blah. So I guess there's medications that are considered PEDs where, like, people are still like, well, I don't know how that would help your performance. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, what the link is there.
All right. Well, all I know is this, is that you have to know whether you're an NFL player or a major league player. It doesn't matter. You have to know every single thing that you're putting in your
Absolutely.
Body. If you go to get a soda from a soda machine, you probably need to look at the ingredients and go, does this stuff have something in there that I could possibly get busted for? And then you get busted and you're like, I got a bad soda from a soda machine. I'm just saying that you have to be more responsible.
Yep.
This is on you.
So clostable used for, that's people ask, what is it used for? It's commonly used to treat skin conditions, but also performance enhancing. Initially developed in East Germany, used by athletes there to gain athletic advantage.
I wonder what the advantage is. Does it make you faster?
It's a steroid.
Does it make
it's
you
a steroid? I mean, it makes
stronger.
You probably
it's a derivative of testosterone.
Okay,
it's makes an sense. Anabolic agent. Yeah, so we're becoming chemists today.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. That's an insane story, man.
This Seriously. Is such bleepery.
Total bleepery. Now, speaking of bleepery, Beto.
Yeah.
Our program director, Boss Amanda, is going to stop by in a few minutes.
Okay.
She made some comments earlier today on the Mason and Ireland show, and I believe she would like to say a couple other things. And by the way, I've asked her to please come on and say a few other things, because I know that she was pissed, as so many other people in the radio business were today, when Bill Shaken, because she was shaken, you know, snapping her
yeah,
fingers
I don't get
and everything.
That song reference, man.
Well, it's just the name, you know, Shaken, Shaken. She was shaken. You get that?
Okay.
He's Bill Shaken. Whoa, 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 whoa. So here's the thing. I'm just going to say this for everybody who listens. You know, when somebody writes something about an industry that they don't know, they should probably really, really, really go deep to understand the business. Like, I don't know the publishing business. So if Bill Shaken told me a bunch of stuff, I'd listen to him, because that's his business, not our business. But I'll give you a great example, Beto, about how little ratings mean, and that's what the whole article was about today. The whole insinuation was there aren't sports fans listening to sports radio in L.A. because in Boston and New York, they're crazy, and those radio stations rate really well. And what I said to Bill this morning, and he and I have gone back and forth on direct messages, I said, dude, we don't use ratings as metrics for success anymore. Beto, you said 1998? That's 1998.
Yeah, man.
Do you know that the night that you and I went out on the taco tour, the next day, I got an email from our social media department. They tweeted 9 times while you and I were out. We had about 100,000 impressions.
Yeah.
They posted on Instagram 12 times, about 60,000 impressions. And they did a reel on Instagram, and it had over 5,000 impressions.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we look at today, not radio ratings.
I don't even know how ratings work, and I know you want to get into this. I don't, because I don't care.
Well, no, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it.
But it's an interesting topic because, one, I'm not management. So I don't know how a rating system works. I don't care. When I used to be the reporter here, I was just worried about getting you the sound and get you the story. Let's go. That's for people way above my pay grade. And I've always found it interesting, whether it's TV, what is it, Nielsen?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, radio for...
Arbitron.
Is that who does it?
Well, it's exactly. Nielsen now, but go ahead.
Okay, but all that, I always found it interesting, and I learned about it in college. Shout out to El Camino College, Lori Medigovich in the class. 1997, when I was a freshman, she started explaining how this rating system worked, and it sounded so antiquated then,
right,
that everybody in the house had to talk about what's this. I'm like, well, what about everybody else in the world? Mind you, you do a sample size, and things have never changed. And they always talk about ratings this, or for the Super Bowl ratings this and that. In 2022, a lot of my friends aren't listening to sports talk radio on their car or in their car.
They're listening on their app.
They're listening on the app.
Right.
They're streaming it.
Yep.
They're listening to the podcast later on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting people interacting with you that are doing a bunch of different things. It's evolved, yet the metrics we use to figure out who's listening.
But you just said a very important point, which is the metrics that we use, those really aren't the metrics that we use. That was my point to Bill. That's what I tried to explain
to him.
Yeah,
I saw your tweet to him, yeah.
Well, yeah, but we spoke offline.
Okay. Bill's awesome. Bill's an excellent reporter, too.
All right. You know what? Amanda Brown, our boss, is going to stop by. We're going to chat with her about this, because I know a lot of our listeners read this and went, what the hell is this guy talking about? Because what I said to Bill was, bro, go watch our YouTube video. Okay? Go watch our YouTube video and see what happened our baseball game.
There's also a tweet that just got sent out about this Tatis, what he took.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You want it or you want to wait for it?
Yeah, let's wait for it. Hold on. Everybody stand by. Beto and I tonight. All right, Beto's in.
Right here, the police, baby.
Nice.
Yeah. You know who this is, Cappy?
You said the police. It doesn't sound like Sting and police to me, but...
This is the Mexican police. This is Maná.
Oh, policia.
No, the police.
Oh,
so it's Maná, who took a lot of their inspiration from the police.
Mm-hmm.
Maná, you know, my boy Gustavo Arellano for the LA Times... hates that I love them, and I always told them, you go to a Maná concert and you're a guy, you'll go with one girl, you're going to leave with five, because
yep.
It is 10-1 women, and it's a great time. It's it's cheesy a little bit, some of their songs, but every single tía knows it, everybody knows it, and it's just a fun concert. They put on a show. They packed SoFi not too long ago, man. So,
hey, speaking of SoFi, I'm going to tell you a little bit later on.
Why'd you cut it off, girl? Damn.
I don't know.
She got on
because the boss is here.
Oh, Amanda's here. Oh, okay. Amanda Brown is here. Boss Amanda's in the house. And we started talking a little bit about this article that was making its way around today in the LA Times that, you know, according to the Nielsen ratings, nobody's listening to sports radio. What I said to the author, Bill Shaken, was, I said, bro, go watch our YouTube video of our softball game where there's nearly 2,000 people in attendance to see a bunch of slappies play softball, and then tell us that nobody's listening. Boss Amanda, I see that you've been going back and forth with this guy on Twitter today as well. Was it like a professional insult that you feel like? Did you feel like he was taking a shot at the industry? What were you thinking about when you saw all that?
I feel like it's a guy that was given a story to do, but he didn't put all the facts in the story, or he didn't get all the facts. You know, he didn't really explain the rating system to the listeners, right? Or the readers.
Right. And Amanda, while we have you here, because Beto said something in the last segment, he's like, I don't know how any of that works. Could you possibly give us like a Reader's Digest version of how that works so that the listeners, because there's millions of them out there, that you could explain that?
Yeah, so basically it's like a meter, and people sign up to be a part of it, and they carry around this thing that looks like a pager, and it pulls the signal, and that's how the information is gathered. But the problem, and what I tweeted at Bill, was, you know, there's about 2,500 meters in this market in L.A. in a population of 12.4 million people. So it's not exactly accurate.
It's not even close.
Those are the ratings. Those are basically the ratings for those people that have meters.
Amanda, I have a question.
And I find it. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it's somebody who has a meter, right? So what happens if that person just leaves the meter at home, and they just like turn it on?
I don't want to get into like the specifics of this because I don't think that that's the important part.
Okay.
The big takeaway for me on this is I find it insulting to our listeners that aren't a part of that, because that is such a small population. And if you go to any of our events, like Cappy said, mm-hmm. go on YouTube, see the video. I mean, Beto, you were at the softball game.
Yep. Go in the streets. The people are talking to you about how much they enjoy the station, how the attitude, the vibe, or what it is. It's the family affair that you have for them. So for them to say, oh, I think the headline was misleading too. It's like, oh, it's dying. But then they show a picture of Boston. Like, I don't care about Boston or New York. Tell me why it's dying in L.A.
Because it's
thriving here for me.
Well, I think the whole, you know, first of all, as I said on Mason in Ireland, you know, for those of us that work in the media business, the person who writes a story isn't the person who writes the headline. They have people that write the headlines for stories.
Of course.
So I'm going to guess that Bill didn't exactly write the headline for that story.
No chance.
You know, and second, you know, the story starts with a comparison between, you know, Boston Sports Talk Radio and LA Sports Talk Radio, which, I mean, you can go back however many years. You can't compare the two. You've never been able to compare the two. You couldn't compare it then. You can't compare it now.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. You see, I wish that he would have at least said, historically speaking, if the ratings used to be super high and now they're super low, that's how I'm building this whole thing. But if he would have looked back historically at sports radio ratings in L.A. versus what they are today, it's not like at one time they were 100 and today they're 1. And you know what else really just kind of bothered me being in the business, Amanda, is that ratings are not the only way we measure our success.
Of course.
Literally 5 years ago, we were only on the radio. That's it. We said, you get in your car, you turn us on, that's it. Today, you can get in your radio and in your car. You can use the ESPN LA app. But moreover, what Beto and I did a couple weeks ago for the Tuesday taco thing, impressions on Instagram, impressions on Twitter, the engagement that we create even off the air. These are the things that we use
to
measure our success.
That's
right?
What matters.
And that, to me, never makes it into this article.
Well, that's what I mean. It's an incomplete story, right? That was my whole issue with it. And, you know, I think that, you know, I was thinking about this and I'm like, okay, you can't tell me that there aren't plenty of people listening to Dodger games on KLAC.
Of course.
You can't tell me that there aren't thousands of people listening to Lakers games on our station.
Of course. And they're here more information about that. And they continue to thrive. And it goes from the, you have a teenager listening, because what do parents do when you're driving your kid to a sports? They're listening to us in the radio. Or you have senior citizens who are still listening to it. It runs the gamut of what we have. What I love about this station, and I'm not kissing up to you, Amanda, is that when we do have these events, we are LA because the diversity that we have there. So I want, like, also, these people, whatever things, pager things, do they really represent the demographics of this city?
No.
I mean, this is why I'm that's why I read it, and I'm like, eh, whatever.
You know, Beto,
you can write the same story 20 years ago. You can write the same story 20 years from now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the paper hasn't evolved. We have.
Right. Well, you know, and listen, you know how many people today clicked on that tweet and wanted to read that article and couldn't because they don't pay for the paper? They don't pay to get into the LA Times, so they were therefore shut out, or they had to go into like incognito mode to get it.
Yeah.
So it just really, for me, and I talked to Bill offline, and he said to me, he goes, dude, he goes, I'm on vacation. They asked me to write this. I wrote it, and I went on. I had no idea when they were going to drop it. He goes, and now I can't even respond because I'm not there and I'm not available. But again, we have, radio has evolved in so many ways, and this writer, who everybody tells me is such a great writer, which he may be, was well written.
He does an excellent job in the business side of sports that he covers for the LA Times.
All I can tell you is this was a very, very incomplete look at our industry.
But it's also, I mean, very niche too. The throwaway line of what the ratings are. Like, if anybody who listens to either us or 570 and or whatever radio sports talk radio station you're listening to, you're listening because you don't care about radio. You're listening because you want to be entertained. You want to be informed. And you're dedicated, because I know this, sports talk radio fans are dedicated. Whether you're listening to us or Mad Dog or Stephen A., whoever it is, you're locking in with those guys, and that's your family. Those are your guys. You're going to argue with them. You're going to go back and forth with them, because there's nothing like it.
Right, but engagement is a very huge, different word than ratings. And when you look at the Sedano and Cap community that we've built on Twitter, and we're just in the infancy stages, that's the things that we use to define success.
Yeah, Cap, how many people are in your Twitter community?
Not that many yet. I don't know what the number is, a couple thousand maybe?
Yeah, but that's a couple thousand right there, right? But what did I say about meters in the market?
Right, there's only 2,500.
You're right. And the thousands that we have in the community are very engaging and active.
Yeah.
It's an old school, the story. Like you guys said, like, it's the same story. You could have written this story, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's the same story, right?
Well, yeah.
It's like they didn't evolve in the way that they're covering it, right? Because you've got to factor in streaming, podcasting, all the other ways that people, you know, absorb our product.
Well, I was telling you this last night, Amanda. Like, I was in Mexico last month listening to the station, interacting on the community because of the ability that you have, that you've evolved. Could have done that 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And like I said, I just find it completely insulting to all of our listeners who have become family to
Absolutely.
Us. They're a part
Absolutely.
Of our family.
Yep.
They are who we are. And I think more than anything, I didn't feel it as a shot at us. I took it as a shot at our true listeners who are our family.
That I agree with. Absolutely.
Yep. I'm glad you said that. Amanda, have a great weekend. And, if you have a subscription, maybe you should cancel it. That's all I'm saying.
No, don't cancel. Support your people in the
I'm
business.
I'm not paying for that.
I'll give you my password.
I'm not going to pay for it.
My password is Cappy.
I read my 5 free articles, and then I'm out.
Beto's going to give you my password. Yeah. You can get
Cappy,
it.
Cappy, 1234.
Amanda, have a great weekend. Appreciate you saying
all right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
Thanks. There you go. All right, Beto's in for Sedano. All this breaking news around Tatis. We'll get back to some of that coming up. And we got a lot of other things. Beto, I want to play for you on the way what happened when a reporter got raw on an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, man. Oh, I just got a tweet right now for you, Cappy. I'll text it to you.
All right. Hold on, everybody. Stick around. What you need to know coming up. This is Sedano and Cap.